Good morning. It's May 2nd, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. In a stark reminder of the legal boundaries within the burgeoning crypto industry, Roger Ver, famously dubbed Bitcoin Jesus, finds himself embroiled in a significant legal battle. The U.S. Department of Justice has leveled serious allegations against him, accusing Ver of evading nearly $50 million in taxes through fraudulent means. This case underscores the escalating scrutiny on cryptocurrency-related activities and the consequences of flouting tax laws. Roger Ver, a pivotal figure in the crypto world, renounced his U.S. citizenship in 2014, opting instead for citizenship in St. Kitts and Nevis. It's during this period that he allegedly failed to report ownership of 131,000 bitcoins. Given the current valuation, these unreported assets are estimated to be worth around $7.5 billion, spotlighting the magnitude of the alleged evasion. Ver's arrest in Spain marks a significant turn in this unfolding drama, with U.S. authorities now seeking his extradition. The backdrop to Ver's charges is a broader crackdown on cryptocurrency-related crimes, highlighted by recent high-profile sentences. The founder of Binance and the former CEO of FTX have both faced the judicial system for their roles in financial crimes, signaling a tightening noose around illicit activities in the cryptosphere. Amidst this turmoil, billionaire investor Mike Novogratz has voiced his sentiments on Ver's predicament, recognizing Ver's early and influential contributions to the crypto industry. Novogratz expressed sadness over the arrest and a hope for a swift and favorable resolution for Ver, acknowledging his role as a pioneer in the industry. In a striking turn of events, Riot Platforms, Inc. has defied expectations with its first quarter 2024 earnings report, revealing a blend of surprising achievements and missed forecasts. At the heart of this story is the company's financial performance, which has caught the attention of both investors and industry watchers alike. Riot Platforms reported a revenue of $79.3 million for the first quarter of 2024. While this figure fell short of the estimated $94.86 million by $15.56 million, the company's net income told a different story, soaring to $211.8 million. This was a significant beat against an anticipated loss of $30.31 million, turning heads in the financial community. Earnings per share, EPS, also exceeded expectations, reaching 82 cents compared to the forecasted loss of 14 cents per share. The company's adjusted EBITDA hit a record $245.7 million. A notable contributor to Riot's financial success was its Bitcoin mining operations, which generated $74.6 million in revenue with an impressive 45% gross margin. Further bolstering its industry standing, Riot Platforms announced the energization of the new Corsicana facility. This facility is on track to become the world's largest dedicated Bitcoin mining facility upon full development. The quarter also saw Riot Platforms raising approximately $345.7 million from at-the-market equity offerings, showcasing robust financial management and investor confidence. Despite mixed reactions from analysts, the average 12-month price target for RIOT has climbed to $18.47, indicating a positive outlook on the company's financial trajectory. This report, provided by Investor Place Earnings and based on data from Tradesmith, underscores Riot Platforms' potential for growth and its efficient financial management amidst the volatile world of cryptocurrency mining. As May 2024 approaches, the crypto market braces for a series of pivotal events that could shape its future. From regulatory decisions to major conferences, The stakes are high for investors and developers alike. The month kicks off with the Federal Reserve's FOMC meeting on May 1st, where borrowing rates are expected to remain steady. This decision is crucial as it directly influences investor sentiment and could set the tone for the market's direction. Following closely, the U.S. Treasury's refunding plans on May 2nd and the April CP1 report on May 15th will offer further insight into the economic landscape, potentially impacting crypto market conditions. A significant highlight is the Bitcoin Asia Conference in Hong Kong on May 9th to 10th, which promises to gather leading figures from the industry. This event is poised to spark discussions that may influence cryptocurrency trends. Meanwhile, the legal proceedings against Tornado Cash developer Alexey Pirtsev in the Netherlands, with a verdict due on May 14th, loom large over the privacy software sector, underscoring the ongoing debate around security and anonymity in crypto transactions. The SEC's decisions on spot Ethereum and Bitcoin ETFs, expected on May 23rd and May 24th, respectively, are among the most anticipated regulatory moves. Despite community skepticism, these decisions have the potential to significantly impact the market. Furthermore, the SEC has set a May 29th deadline to make a call on options trading for spot Bitcoin ETFs, adding another layer of anticipation. Collectively, these events could either stabilize or introduce further volatility into the crypto market. As May 2024 unfolds, the community watches closely, aware that the outcomes of these events could chart the course of the crypto market for the foreseeable future. In the world of cryptocurrency, where innovation and connections are key, Token 2049's inaugural Dubai conference has set a new benchmark. This premier event not only weathered the storm of heavy rainfall and travel disruptions, but also emerged victorious, drawing an impressive crowd of 10,000 international attendees from over 160 countries, a testament to its global appeal and the vibrant community it serves. Token 2049 is not just any conference, it's a global meeting place for the who's who of the crypto world. Industry leaders, entrepreneurs, and enthusiasts gather here to share insights, forge partnerships, and unveil groundbreaking developments. This year, the event was graced by notable figures like Pavel Durov and Richard Tang, who made significant announcements that are set to shape the future of the industry. Among these were the launch of USDT on the TON network and exciting updates on Polkadot and Talos, signaling a forward momentum in blockchain technology and its applications. Despite the logistical challenges posed by the weather and travel issues, the event received an overwhelmingly positive response from participants. This enthusiasm is a clear indicator of the crypto community's resilience and commitment to growth. Looking ahead, Token 2049 has already laid out plans for its next conference in Singapore this September, with a return to Dubai on the horizon for 2025. As Token 2049 continues to cement its position as a pivotal hub for the crypto industry, it's clear that such gatherings are more than just events. They are a vital part of the ecosystem, providing a platform for innovation, discussion, and the kind of announcements that can drive the industry forward. With its successful Dubai debut, Token 2049 has not only showcased the potential of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology, but has also highlighted the global community's eagerness to come together, share knowledge, and pave the way for a digital future. In a groundbreaking turn of events, Tether Holdings, the powerhouse behind the USDT stablecoin, has shattered financial records by posting a staggering $4.52 billion net profit for the first quarter of year 2024. This remarkable achievement not only underscores the company's financial health, but also its burgeoning influence in the crypto market. The impressive profit margin was meticulously confirmed by an independent audit conducted by BDO, which pointed to a combination of net operating gains, robust U.S. Treasury holdings, and significant mark-to-market gains on Bitcoin and gold positions as the primary drivers of this financial success. This audit lays bare the strategic financial maneuvers that have propelled Tether to new heights. As of March 31, 2024, Tether's financial disclosures revealed a net equity of $11.37 billion, a testament to the company's solid financial grounding and its commitment to transparency, stability, and responsible risk management. CEO Paolo Arduino took this opportunity to emphasize the firm's dedication to fostering trust within the cryptocurrency industry, further announcing strategic investments exceeding $5 billion across a diverse range of sectors. The audit also confirmed that Tether-issued tokens are robustly backed, with 90% of its reserves in cash and cash equivalents. The first quarter alone saw the issuance of over $12.5 billion worth of USDT, signaling strong demand and trust in Tether's stablecoin. Despite these strengths, Tether has observed a dip in its market share on centralized exchanges, now holding 69% year-to-date, amidst stiff competition from other stablecoins and yield-bearing alternatives. In response to the evolving market dynamics, Tether is not resting on its laurels. The company is aggressively expanding into new divisions, focusing on data, blockchain-based financial infrastructure, and the mining and energy sectors, signaling its ambition to remain at the forefront of the cryptocurrency revolution. This has been your daily brief in crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.